crap.
I'd like to call to order the February 8th, 2016 McDonald Board of Education regular meeting, 7:30. Roll call.
Mr. Hannon.
Here.
Mr. O'Connell.
Here.
Mrs. Harvey. Mrs. Clace.
Here.
Mr. Saganich.
Here.
If you could please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item four, I'd like to approve, look to approve the agenda for the regular meeting of February 8th, 2016.
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Clace.
Second.
Second by Mr. Saganich. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hannon.
Aye.
Mr. O'Connell.
Yes.
Mrs. Clace.
Yes.
Mr. Saganich.
Yes.
Item five, student and staff recognition. Do we?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Absolutely.
I have a number of things to report this evening. From Roosevelt, third grade visited the Girard Library last week. Students represented McDonald so well that the library manager called Roosevelt a few days later to commend the staff and students on their good behavior. Library was very impressed with our students during their visit. The Roosevelt Elementary School Prep Bowl, coached by Mrs. Mason, represented our school at the recent Prep Bowl. They won the first round and lost the second round by 2 points. Students in the Prep Bowl were Leah Scala, Matthew Porter, Brooklyn Boken, Leah Gabrelsik, Anna Earhart, Joey Scowron, and Sammy Gibbons. Mariah Leskovac will be competing in the County Spelling Bee at Liberty High School on February 24th at 5:30 p.m. We certainly wish her the best of luck. This past Saturday, Mr. Vecchione and the kindergarten staff represented McDonald Schools at the Kindergarten Transition Fair at the Eastwood Mall. That fair is sponsored by the organization called Home for Kids, and it provides parents the opportunity to meet school personnel while their children participate in activities. A couple other items, the PEGS parent group has purchased 8 iPads for Roosevelt Elementary at a cost of $3,500 to be used in the classroom in small groups. We certainly thank them for that. And the kindergarten roundup, the first of 4 kindergarten roundups, will be held January 16th from 9 to 11 a.m. And this is for students who reside in McDonald. From the high school, congratulate Tommy Shadle on his first place at the Wadapalooza CrossFit Championship in Miami, Florida. Also, the McDonald student volunteer members helped make Valentine boxes with some elementary students in their after-school program. There's some very nice boxes, and I think if they're not already on the website, there'll be some pictures of them on the district website soon. Want to congratulate all the honor roll students for the second 9 weeks. That list of students can be found on the school website. The high school academic coaching program started this month. Student aides are helping underclass students who need organization and study skills help. And finally, the College Credit Plus informational meeting is scheduled for February 29th at the TCTC at 5:30. That's all we have for this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Rossner. The next item is listed as executive session. We'll move that executive session to the end of the meeting. So we can move to item number 8, which is the recognition of visitors and audience participation. We have Tom Hart, TCTC Board Representative.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a few things for the board.
administration I want to pass out to you.
Thank you.
The first one here is winners of the BPA Business Professionals of America from TCTC. They can add a regional contest down at Columbiana, and it dealt with Columbiana, Mahoning County, Trumbull County. And all the stars are the winners from McDonald. And all my years of teaching, I found that a lot of the kids never get recognized for anything. You know, they go through life, and they never get a little pat on the back. And I just thought it'd be good if I pass this out to you and show that some of them are going to go on to state. The first and second place winners are going to go on to state. They competed over, there were over 125 kids competing in teams. So this is a big deal for TCTC. The other thing I want to bring your attention has to do a little bit with finance. It was brought to my attention at the last TCTC board meeting. I think you ought to have information on this. This deals with outside activities that deal with finances through the schools, such as the football boosters, basketball boosters, band boosters, cheerleaders, anything that has to deal with raise money, they use McDonald as their name. The state auditors are pushing that these people be audited. And this is started back in 2012. This information came through, and it was brought to my attention. There are some schools in Trumbull County that the auditors are really clamping down, that these organizations have not been audited. So they know exactly where the money is. And if they don't do it by an independent study, they have to have it done by the chair, the treasurer of that particular school. So if the treasurer doesn't want to do it, then they have to do it on the outside, and they have to pay for that. The auditors are really clamping down on this, I found out, at home schools. So it's something that I was hoping Bill was going to be here, that he could look into. I don't know if he does anything like this at our home school here, but the auditors, if you don't do anything like that, and the auditors come in and find out you haven't done it, they give you a bad mark on your audit. And, you know, you don't need anything like that. So I just thought I'd bring it to your attention so you can pass it on to Bill so you guys can do whatever you want to do with it. But it's something that's coming up that some schools, the home schools from TCTC are saying that they are being nailed on it. So I just want to bring it to your attention. That's all I have. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll move on to number 9 on approval of board minutes from the organizational meeting of January 11th, 2016. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Klase.
Second.
Second by Mr. Saganich. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hannon.
Aye.
Mr. O'Connell.
Yes.
Mrs. Klase.
Yes.
Mr. Saganich.
Yes.
Motion carried. Item 10, approval of the board minutes from the regular meeting of January 11th, 2016.
I'm just following Bill's thing. I know what you mean.
Sorry. That's okay. We have a motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mrs. Klase, second by Mr. Saganich. Discussion?
I'd like to make a comment. They have a recording of these minutes now on the website. It's absolutely beautiful. So if you not just get a packet, you see who said what in the context it was said, and it was come out as clear as I could ever expect. So that.
And it'll cure your insomnia.
Yeah, no, but you know. I don't remember what I say sometimes, so I gotta check it out. But no, I think it was a thank you for having this. I don't, you guys agree? Do you read it? You listen
no,
to
absolutely.
It? Okay, that's all I can say.
Any other discussion? Roll call?
Mrs. Klase?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Aye.
And Mr. O'Connell?
Yes. Item 11, old business, There's no old business to bring before the board. Item number 12, under new business. Under new business, I wanted to bring up the issue of what would be under board governance and operation, which deals with our public participation at board meetings. One of the items that I wanted to discuss, well, the only item on there that was really something was on my mind was item number one, which basically deals with having to have any comments by a public or group should inform the superintendent of the desire to do so and the topic to be discussed as early as possible, but at least 3 days before the meeting. This was something that, you know, I feel like today's issue that even we had at the elementary school, although I know Mr. Rawson is going to deal with that issue later, if a parent were to come here today to ask a question about what happened, what our plans are, what our procedures are, to tell them that they couldn't speak because they didn't get that approved by last Friday when it wouldn't have been known at that time, is a perfect example of why we have to take a look at that option.
I agree. I think it's reasonable to suspend that policy within a certain number of months right now and then maybe revisit it and take a look at it down the road.
At least wait till Mrs. Harvey's here to comment too. She should have a vote if we wanted to suspend these rules. She should be there. I agree with you waiting. But we can let anybody talk tonight if we so desire, can we?
Well, I believe if, you know, that's what I want to take a look at. If we have the board policy in place, I think we have to honor that board policy. But by making a motion today to temporarily suspend that, be it for 6 months, we can then allow next board meeting to move forward without the rule of having the three-day limit be in place. Something we could look at maybe doing a six-month trial period, which will put us into August to find out how that policy is working and what feedback we get from the public from that.
I totally agree. So you want a motion to suspend for now? Just
yeah, that's what I think that would be a good move.
So move.
Second.
So Mr. Hannon makes the motion to suspend number one off of file. It's BDDH. From the Board of Governance and Operation. Second by Mrs. Clace.
Just some further discussion though, Kevin. Are we going to have some general guidelines though on what is able to be discussed, how long they're allowed to speak, that sort of thing?
Sure, and the rest of that policy there, that's why I want to specifically target number one that's on there, because the rest of that policy does deal with making sure that again, that they give their name, their address. It talks about the time of the presentation to be limited to 5 minutes for an individual. And if it's the same topic, I think the time limit right there is 30 minutes per topic so that we don't have 30 people all wanting to talk about the same exact topic. So those rules are still in place, and it would probably be a good idea for us to have those rules available. I know Mrs. Harvey had brought that point up, to have these rules available to people as they do sign up to speak. So they see that right when they walk in, if they sign their name wishing to speak, we could have two lists, an attendance list, and then those wishing to address the board and have a copy of the rules there for them. Any further discussion? Did you get the motion in the second? Okay.
Motion to suspend board education policy BDDH on public participation.
Motion was by Mr. Hannon. The second was by Mrs. Clace. Roll call.
Mr. Hannon.
Aye.
Mrs. Clace.
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell.
Yes.
Mr. Saganich.
Yes.
Is there any other new business? We'll move on to item number 12, the Finance Committee. Mr. Hannon, Chairperson.
Yes, I have a report. Our Finance Committee met on January 27th of 2016 at 7 o'clock. Jody Clace and I, with our Treasurer, Bill Johnson, were present. Other board members in the audience were John Saganich, Kevin O'Connell, also our Superintendent, Mr. Roston. There were 12 other concerned teachers and residents in attendance. The first The first Finance Committee meeting was to get a complete snapshot of our school's financial picture. We then turned the meeting over to our treasurer, Mr. Johnson, who put on a 15-minute presentation using overhead projector with facts and figures. This was done in an informal nature where questions were answered or questions offered to be answered anytime during that meeting. Mr. Johnson did a superb job and made us a lot aware of where the dollars were, how they got there. The ultimate objective of this first meeting was to spur questions and concerns from the audience that they thought were needed for us to progress in our schools. First and foremost, they all agreed that the biggest concern is education. Nothing comes before education. But they would like to know, some of the teachers, if our teaching staff is going back to full members. Jody and I informed them that Superintendent Rawson is already working on this issue and will be reporting back his vision for the Board of Education to evaluate and implement in the near future. Secondly, there was much discussion on the safety and maintenance of our buildings. The HVAC not working could be a $450,000 price tag, I understand. The high school bleachers in the gymnasium, they're going to be replaced. The auditorium, there's flooding in the auditorium, but also there's some safety issues on the stage, which we weren't aware of, and also the projection room needs update. After the meeting, I was told there's a stage fund that I don't know who's paying to raise money for these fixtures. And I think clearly this is our responsibility. If it's we own it, we have to maintain it. And I'm sure you'll come back with some recommendations on that. Also, in the boiler room, there's flooding. The bricks need, I guess they call pointed. There's water coming in, and we're getting on the electrical system, I understand. Terrible situation. We looked at the football stadium and the parking, a 6-to-8-lane track. We even brought up a drawing in 2005 that was some of the ideas. So we have a little idea on that. Let me see. And lastly, we looked at the 10-plus mil emergency levy that is coming expires this year. We have a lot of options. Option one was to let it expire and do nothing. Option two was to put all or some of the money back, the millage back, as a personal improvement. We can't renew it because it was an emergency. And that would be to pay. Also, we looked at paying some of the improvements and some for education, all or none. That's just in discussion. And it appeared all had no problem of the levy if we could justify the need and the expense. I didn't hear any opposition from the 12 other representatives there. The meeting lasted till about 9 p.m. It appears that everyone was pleased to be informed and appreciated that we wanted to hear their views, and we do want them. So we're planning on having two Finance Committee meetings per quarter. The next meeting will be called when I get with Mr. Johnson and Mrs. Clace, and we will notify the paper to make sure everybody's welcome to come and express their views. I said, now, Jody, is there anything you want to add to that? I try to sum up as quick as I can.
Yeah, no, I think you covered it all.
So I was real pleased that the people have an interest and your voice is being heard. And this is a team effort because we have some serious monies that have to be spent in these buildings. I wasn't aware of it. I don't know if anybody else was. So we do appreciate that and thank you for coming. And we will have a report by next meeting.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Just a question or an observation. Would it make sense instead of having a finance committee meeting to have a meeting of the board at which the subject matter would be finances, because we can't the other board members can't participate when it's only a finance committee meeting?
Well, first of all, you can participate. Yes, you can. As long as the press is notified, it does not go against the Sunshine Law. You can't. We're not acting anything and passing any motions. You can certainly participate. The whole idea of the Sunshine Law is we meet and nobody's here to talk to us. That's why I specifically had the paper twice open to make sure it's available. But I think he wants to have some work sessions. I guess I'm only here 11 days. I thought a lot of people don't know how the financing went. That's why I wanted Bill Johnson to present this, but I'm open to any idea, as much involvement we can get.
My only concern is I didn't believe we were able to participate because it was a finance committee meeting and not a meeting of the board. And since we're...
I believe here, because we did look into this, and it was recommended that board members who are not on the committee are permitted to attend, but have to be very careful even about making comment, because then it can be construed. And what you're referring to, and I would suggest that the other thing that you can do the finance committee meetings, mm-hmm. and you can also schedule them as work sessions, yeah. which is a board work session, mm-hmm. which is open to the public, and those are, you know, work session is a get together where there is no action taken. It is strictly to discuss things, and so you can do it that way. That obviously all board members are present and able to participate.
Right. So there are two different types of meetings.
Yes.
One is a planning meeting that we are all to be a part of, and one, Tom, I think our meetings are just to review and disperse the financial information.
Okay. I personally called the state of Ohio. And if you inform the public, anybody can come. The whole idea is why everybody's in uproar is because the sunshine law, it's abused. Most things are done in private instead of open. And I purposely made sure that the press was aware. If the press was here, I'm not saying we're not going to say I'm going to make a motion to do this. You said you had some questions. You didn't have any questions, but you're allowed to do that. The whole idea is this, is to bring this community together and get something solved.
Right, but I think it's the functionality of the meeting and what we're trying to accomplish.
If we move towards a work session, too, it'll relax the rules from the public participation, too, and will allow more open.
Correct.
So it will not be a public can participate at point A. Mm-hmm. It would be that there's input from the public throughout a work session.
So I guess...
Because rules would be suspended of a typical meeting.
Yeah.
So this is the reason we haven't had a finance committee for 4 years and we're waiting for a public discussion?
No.
So that's my point.
No, the only suggestion is it was a very good meeting. I got a lot of information was put forward. It's just that the other board members couldn't participate.
I disagree with that.
Okay. Totally. I guess all I'm suggesting is if there is a way that we can recast the meeting as a same subject matter, it would be all finance.
Well, yeah, absolutely correct.
And you know, obviously, since you're finance chair, you would run it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just recast it as a work session so there would be absolutely no question that the other board members could participate. That's all I'm suggesting.
I would suggest that you all do your homework and check. If I'm wrong, I admit it, but I'm not. That's
well,
why
I,
you have the
I will say, we can move on, but the opinion that I read recommended the board members may attend, but should be very careful in their
I
plan.
Agree.
In fact, they're better off to avoid anything, not attending. So, and now we can ask, I'm sure Mr. Saganich would agree, if we ask seven lawyers, the answer to a question, we're going to get seven or eight different answers. So.
With the work session, though, the thought process be that it eliminates all.
Correct.
So even if someone's out there looking to say something, having a work session opens it up to the public, gets more input from them, as well as relaxes
correct.
The rules. Okay. Something we could look at. Because I think the public part of it is the part that I haven't looked to more. Because you want them to be able to add input all throughout the meeting, ask those questions. Okay.
Report.
Number one, the Treasurer's Financial Report. The Treasurer's Financial Report for January of 2016, which includes A, the check register, B, the financial summary, and C, the bank reconciliation.
I move that accept the Treasury report as presented.
Motion by Mr. Hannon.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hannon.
Aye.
Mrs. Clace.
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell.
Yes.
Mr. Saganich.
Yes.
Motion carried. Number two, donation. Resolution to accept the donation of 16 monitors, which were donated to the McDonald Local Schools from Justin White of the Brylex Group of Companies.